Hi everyone, this is Arzo, and you're listening to the Sexy Boss Babe podcast. Today I have with me a very special guest. She is an artist, the owner of an art gallery, and the founder and editor of Art Quench magazine. Welcome, Miss Stacia Gates.
Hi Arzo, thank you so much for having me. What a great day this is.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for joining. And I'm so excited that Serendipity has had us meeting again.
I know. I'm really excited about that. I told you I know that I'm going to have to flip the switch on you, though. I'm going to be interviewing you in about a week. But I'm
very
excited.
For that.
I'm really excited. I think what you're doing is really great. And you know, it's a very special thing, what you are accomplishing here.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it. It's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I talk about it on a lot of my podcasts, but one of the really exciting parts is meeting amazing people like you and having the chance to interview. I always get a chance to learn. And then people always leave me with something exciting and inspirational. So, I'm so excited for this juncture. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about you as an artist.
Yes, you know, this whole thing actually started because I am an artist. And I kept seeing a lot of these emerging artists. They're struggling. They're trying to get their name out there. And they're really good. You know, they're incredibly talented in so many forms. You know what I mean? I mean, mixed media, painters, sculptors. I was so impressed by so many of them. And I just felt saddened that some of them really should be at a level, you know, a five-star level. And they were just struggling to try to get there, you know, to try to get into a gallery, to try to get someone to notice what they have accomplished here. So I thought, well, I guess this is part of the purpose that I'm here for. It just, you know, it came, I listened to that inner strength, that inner thing that we all have. And,
yep.
And I thought, okay, this is what you need to do. So I created Art Quench Gallery. And what I did is I pulled a bunch of these artists and I said, come with me. And, you know, I'm not going to charge you anything. Just come with me. You sell your art on your own. I want nothing to do with it. I just feel I have this purpose to help you and represent you. So I created this gallery and I have a bunch of these artists still with me to this day. And what I did is I started submitting them myself out to, because when you have a gallery and a name, then you can submit to these larger formats. You know what
okay.
I mean? Because you're
sure.
represented and it makes
absolutely.
It a lot easier to get mm-hmm. in the door. So
right.
I started to do that. And about 3 months went by and things were happening. And I thought, you know, I need a bigger platform myself. I really want to talk about these artists. I want to tell their stories and I want people to really know who they are.
Yes.
And so began Art Quench Magazine, a platform that I could tell the stories about, you know, each artist and how it all happened for them. You know, bring me from childhood to present day.
Yes.
Tell me how it all began. You know, did your grandmother, you know, used to go in the barn with you and you'd glue paint sticks together and that was the first time you realized, oh my God, I love this. And then now you're building these massive sculptures that are, you know, in public places. I know that's, you know, I'm just throwing that out there, but you know, I wanted to tell the story. And I had to create the space in order to do that. And then that space took off and that space grew into, you know, we're movie makers and, you know, architects and, you know, I mean, you name it. If you are a creative person in this world, Art Quench Magazine has probably interviewed you at some point. We're international now.
That is so beautiful.
It's incredible. I love this platform and I'm delighted that it is doing what it's supposed to do. But I think if you listen to that thing inside of you that tells you what you're meant to do, then it's just, it's going to happen because that's what you were put here to do. And I believe that. And I think everybody needs to really believe in themselves and believe in that little voice that tells you what it is that you want, that yearning. There's, everybody has that, whatever it's, you know, you want to make pancakes or you want to paint or you want to, you know, design the largest skyscraper in Los Angeles. I mean, whatever that thing is, now it's hard work and you have to go at it in a specific way and you have a goal and you have a thing that you're going to attack every day. It's work, but you can do it. And it's so important that we all listen to those little things inside of us because there are brilliant teachers out there teaching our youth. There are people like you who are showcasing, women empowerment. You're showcasing so many beautiful things in this world that need to be addressed and they need to be showcased. And, I don't know. So that's how Art Quench began.
I love it. And I love that you took your passion and you took something that was really calling you and you went with it and you weren't focused on the money aspect of it. And it's something that I brought up in a previous podcast about when you're going after something or pursuing a business or whatever it is, there has to be a bigger purpose than just, I want to make money off of this. And that's kind of what you've done. You started on just following what your love was, which was art, and bringing these artists to an uplifted platform so that they can get the recognition that they deserved.
Yeah, and even to this day, really. I mean, like, we have a new coffee table art book coming out with a lot of brilliant artists from all across the world. It's coming out next week, and you can find that information on the magazine soon. But you know, even the books and things that we put out, it's minimal. The fees, the submission fees and things, they're minimal. They basically just cover the cost of what it takes to make the book. We really, there's not a big profit margin here with any of this. Advertisers, they're kind of, that's kind of where we draw from in order to keep things moving along. You know, it's in my heart. I just feel like, because that was the initial purpose.
Over the years, I'm sure you've represented so many different artists. Can you name one or two that might be a couple of your favorites or something special about them, their name and the type of artwork that they've done?
I'll tell you what, there's a new young girl named Kylie Carmody. And she's 20 years old and she does these wonderful Disney images. And I'll tell you, I see her going, she's just beginning, but my gosh, I'm telling you, her work is so wonderful. And I actually placed her in the book, no fee or anything. I mean, Kylie was just, this young girl. And I said, I need to showcase this. She's amazing. We've helped. I know a lot of you probably are familiar with Disney artists out there.
Yes. Yep.
And there is Noah Fine Art. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he's pretty big in the Disney world. We've promoted Noah. Just so many. I mean, there's just so many. It's hard for me to really pick favorites because they are so good. Andre McKee, he's wonderful, a new artist that we're promoting now. Barbara Rudolph, she does these wonderful, wonderful paintings of like a little baby chick on a violin. She makes little puns with her paintings and they're so subtle, but they're beautiful, just stunning. Michael Dumas, he again with the animals. Oh my goodness. I mean, it's just spiritual and mesmerizing. The work is so beautiful. These are artists you can look at artquenchgallery.com. artquenchmagazine.com. You can look up their stories in the search. Beautiful stories, backstories. They're wonderful. Just wonderful. There's so many.
I'm with you. It's hard to pick favorites because I'm an art lover too. And, you know, different pieces and, you know, whether it's a sculpture or a painting and different styles, I love seeing those expressions and those, you know, beautiful creations. And it just fills my soul with so much happiness and energy. I love it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. You know, when you take that time and you really look at a piece, even if it's a piece that you might not normally think, I wouldn't purchase that or put that in my home. But if you take time to really look into a piece of art, whatever it is, you know, just like when you go to a museum, you go to J. Paul Getty, you go, you know, to the Autry Museum, you go to any museum, and you take that time to really just look back at what you're viewing and what the meaning behind it could possibly be. You know, sometimes it's stated there for you, but a lot of times it's not. And it's wonderful to read into what the artist might have been thinking. And a lot of times what we do is with art, we refer to something within ourselves. You know, something gives us a feeling about the colors, the mood, maybe something within the painting itself. And it draws something out of us from our own experience of life. And art is meant to move you in some way, even if it's a way that maybe you don't like. Maybe it's a very dark style painting and you think, oh, that's not for me. You know, that's very dark. But it moves you. It made you feel that, you know what I mean? And art is meant to do that. You know, there's a whole purpose behind an artist's vision. You know, there's a reason why they want you to look at that dark side, or maybe look at that happy side, the Disney life, right? There's a yes. Purpose. There's a purpose behind it. There's something in their soul that they are trying to get out and share with you. And and if you take the time to really look at a piece of art, it's a wonderful thing. You'll actually find yourself probably in another space. Again, I can get lost in all of this because I'm, you know,
me too.
I could go on and on, but anyway.
No, I love it. And you know, I read this quote recently and I think it's by someone famous. I'm sure. I don't remember who said it, but I really liked it. And it was something along the lines of art is meant to give comfort to the uncomfortable and make those that are comfortable feel uncomfortable. It was something along yes. those lines. I don't yes. know if that sounds familiar to you, but
it does. I bet my brain is I'm filing right now.
Yeah but it just really resonated with me because that it's true. You know, you sometimes see these, you know, like you said, you know, you might see a dark piece and at first glance you might not think it's something that you connect with, but you do when you see some beauty in it. And it moves you, and it's very connected to the emotions and to the soul. I'm such an art lover. Love spending time in different galleries. Now, you also told me that you are an artist yourself. What type of art do you create?
Well, I have a website. It's theartofstacia.com, and I have a lot of different pieces. I probably have 500 pieces that aren't even on the website because it's just, wow. You know, I've been painting for so long, but I do everything from spiritual to I'm really working on some abstract things right now. In fact, my work will be involved with the Casa Wine and Arts event coming up, which I know I want to talk about that little bit about the Casa
yes.
coming up here. Casa Wine and Art is something very dear to my heart. And you can go to artquenchmagazine.com and look this up. What it is Casa means court appointed special advocates. Okay. Casa of Los Angeles.org. There are dedicated volunteers. They're all volunteers. These people go and they become trained, court appointed okay? They become trained to go out and be advocates for the youth of the foster care system. So there are a lot of youth foster people out there, little human beings, mm-hmm. that have no one. And what happens is, I'll take you through a little scenario. So you go and you become trained to do this. You go with that little child. So let's pick Joey. And you're going to go with 10-year-old Joey to the dentist. And you're going to talk to the dentist. You're going to kind of be like a parent, you know, a parent role. You're going to go to the dentist and talk to the dentist. And you're going to find out everything that's going on, make Joey feel comfortable, understand what's happening with Joey at the dentist. You're going to go to the school and you're going to talk to the teacher of Joey in his classroom, fifth grade, I guess, maybe, right? 10 years old. You're going to go and talk to Mr., you know, Smith, and you're going to be that person that kind of takes over for a parental role, even though that child is not yours. They're not, you're not fostering that child, but you become their advocate. You become that role. And these people are out there and they're volunteering. They're doing this of their own free time. They are not, you know, being paid to do this. It's a wonderful program. It's just so beyond to me that, you know, human beings are amazing people. You know, when you are meant to do something, it's amazing what you can really do if you
totally
go out,
agree.
You know, yep. And these people are amazing to me, these advocates. Anyway, Casa Wine and Art, it's Saturday, November 2nd. It's their sixth annual event. And you know, you guys should go to artquenchmagazine.com and read about it. Grab a ticket. Go, you know, go check it out. It benefits all of these youth. It's such a wonderful thing. You know, artists donate their art, and that's something that I've done. I'm also a supporter, a sponsor for them, and it's just a wonderful thing. So yes,
it really is.
Yeah. And anyway, yeah. I got lost in that, but yes, I am an artist. Yeah, I am,
yes,
an artist,
you are.
But again, everything is so, it goes so much deeper. You know, I'm meant to do things, you know, I'm meant to be an artist, but I'm meant to use it for a greater purpose than
the greater
just
good.
Myself, you know?
Definitely. And I love that you brought up CASA, and it's, there's a CASA organization in a lot of cities, and I love the Los Angeles CASA as well. We did a film screening, and they were one of our partners for the screening earlier this year, and we did a call to action and had people sign up to go to the trainings to become CASAs. And it's one of the organizations that Sexy Boss Babe supports. We also did their annual Glamour Gowns event. So we
Wonderful.
Set up a table. It was amazing. It was a life-changing event for us and our staff. Just listening to the young people tell their stories and, you know, just sitting, you know, we were putting nails on them, and it was such a small little thing. We didn't really even realize the impact it would have on us.
Right.
So I think it's wonderful that you're supporting the November 2nd event, and we'll definitely help promote that too to some of the people that we know. So I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Yeah, it's great. I'm just wowed with you. I love it.
You're
really
so sweet. Thank you. Well, it's equal. I'm wowed with you too.
Well, the stars have aligned, and we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. We are.
We really are. And I really believe in a community and friendship. And when we all have a similar purpose, and we all just kind of, we're all standing next to each other, trying to push this rock over a hill all together. And one person can't do it, but if together we start pushing together, we can bring that rock over the hill. And that's how I feel about the foster care system. And there's so much that we can do. And it's just wonderful to just meet great souls that have that same kind of ambition and that like for that purpose. And there's a lot of movement we can create. It's one of those things where if we got together, if all of us got together, we actually can make a difference.
Yes.
So
100%
that's really
in agreement with you.
And, yeah.
Okay, everyone, are you listening out there? Connect with us. Let's grow bigger in this purpose.
Absolutely. And it's just, it's those little things, you know, us doing our glamour gowns and, you know, doing the bits of awareness that we do, you doing the art and wine event and just, you know, being on this podcast and talking about it. Those are the things. And then everybody else starts talking about it and we forward the podcast to other people and they listen. And, you know, that's kind of how people start learning and incorporating yes. something. And that's the other thing. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've just noticed that in the last couple of years, more and more people are looking for a greater purpose. Right?
Yes. Yes.
And it's like, here it is, right here.
I'm really seeing that on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know, I really am. I'm seeing this whole world develop. And yeah. I, you know, it's changing to me. I feel like there's a shift. It used to be just about, you know, the selfies and where we are and what we're doing. But now I'm really seeing all of this wonderful, you know, Monday motivation and Monday yes. inspiration. And you know what? Hashtag. And I'm wowed by the numbers. I mean, you know, these are millions and millions in these hashtags
right.
On these specific things. And I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, I think it's so much bigger than hashtag cute girl. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
I really am seeing a shift and I'm loving it and I'm on board with it and I'm going to help promote that shift. Me too.
And what's funny, I talk about Gary Vee a lot. He's like this influencer entrepreneur and, you know, people ask him all the time, do you think, you know, social media has ruined culture? And he says, no, it's just revealed who we are. And so, like you said, for a while, it was all that selfie stuff and the, you know, I'm a cute girl or whatever. But now it's turning to philanthropy and looking out for each other and empowerment. So it's just a tool and it's what we make of it.
Exactly.
And which side do you want to be on? How do you want to use the tool? And, you know, definitely you and I want to use it for the greater good, right?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Love it. So what other projects do you have upcoming? Because I know that Art Quench, it's about artists, gallery, but you've got some other little secret projects you're working on.
I don't know what you're able to talk about. I can't talk too much, but we have moved into Art Quench Productions. So mm-hmm. we have been filming. We have been doing a lot of writing and I've been producing some things and I'm so excited about so much of it. And I'm really kind of limited at this moment, but 2020 people. All right. I'm going to be talking a lot more.
Watch out for Stacia. She's got some things coming.
I've got some things coming. And again, you know, I'm going to use those things to do something really incredible with the, you know, with the youth, animals. You know, I'm such a fan of the ASPCA and, you know, even Vanderpump Dogs. I know she's pretty, you know, social media wise, but you know what? The woman is doing some incredible things. She really is. The Yulin, you know, meat festival and all of this stuff that, you know, it's hard for me to even speak of really, because I'm such mm-hmm. My heart, but my heart is there. And again, as I grow, whether it's the magazine, the gallery, the brick and mortar thing that I've got coming up, the Art Quench Productions, whatever it is, as long as I'm breathing on this planet, I will be continuing to help those who need the help. You know, I'm in a position to do that. And if I don't, then what am I doing? I mean,
yep.
you know, I'm not mm-hmm. listening to my purpose and, mm-hmm. and I'm given things for a purpose. So I need to do right by those things. And right. that's who I am. And again, I would love to talk more about some of this stuff coming up, but I can't too much. But I'll tell you one thing. On Sunday, let's not forget about this. I'm sure you're probably going to be there. The Love Your Body, the LYB events on Sunday, the 15th at the Lux Sunset Hotel, the Karen Michelle annual beauty and fashion shopping show is going to be there. And I will be hosting the red carpet again this year. So come by and say hi.
Well, that's amazing. I will actually be there. So I will see you there. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. So I look forward to that. I assume that you would be, but, yeah. So, you know, other than that right now, just really busy. A lot of stuff happening with the magazine. That's, you know, go to the magazine, artquenchmagazine.com, and you'll get filled up with inspiration. If you're looking to be inspired, I'm telling you, it will inspire you. The stories, the things happening, the goings on. And if you have something that you would like to send to me, please do so. Okay. Go to the contact page, send me an email. If you're an artist, an emerging artist, maybe you're a professional artist, maybe you've got a new TV show, whatever your thing is, if you're a creative person and you want to get a shout out, please send me your information. Okay.
I love it. You're so helpful, and just your energy, you're open, you're excited, you're passionate. And I just, listening to you, I'm excited to look at your magazine again. And I've got a couple artists that I'd love to send your way.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you more about that offline for sure. But I think that it would be great for them to get some exposure. And they're just such talented, talented artists that I believe in. And I just love looking at their work. And when they come up with new pieces, I'm just like, wowed. So it could be a little different than what's
remember, on there. This is, you know, if you've got something on Amazon Prime, you've got, I mean, this is anybody creative too, you know, anything going on. You're a writer, you've got a new book out. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? We're talking about all creatives, so it's unlimited, really.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for offering that to all of our listeners. So you guys heard that. If you guys know anybody, or if you're a creative, reach out to Stacia, and she will get you published. She'll get your work up there. And we're all just trying to uplift and be excited about all the great opportunities and helping one another. And this has been so much fun having you on this podcast episode today.
You are a beautiful soul. You're amazing. Aww. And I love doing the same thing you do. I mean, I get to meet great people like yourself.
We had a
wonderful conversation last year, and I honestly, I mean, it's a beautiful thing to meet beautiful people like yourself.
Thank you so much. And you know what? Likewise, where I come from, we have this saying, and I'll try to translate it in English if it makes sense. But you saying that, my response to you is, you're the one that's beautiful. And when someone gives you a compliment like that, it's a reflection of their own soul. So if you see beauty in others, that means you're the beholder of the beauty. So thank you.
Okay, now I'm blushing. I'll end with that blushing emoji. That'll be my.
I love it. Perfect. It's a perfect end. So if people want to get in touch with you, you've already shared your website. What about on social media? What's your social media handle?
At ArtQuench, ArtQuench for Instagram and Twitter. And then on Facebook, we have a few different ones. You can go just to Stacia Gates, StaciaGates, as like Uncle Bill, I always say. And or you can go to Art Quench Magazine or Art Quench Gallery on Facebook. Wonderful. Those three on Facebook, yeah. But otherwise, it's Art Quench on Instagram and Facebook.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for your time. I'm so excited for us to connect after this. And
I'll see you on Sunday.
I will see you on Sunday. Excited for that. Definitely. Well, thanks everybody else for listening. And if you would like to get in touch with us, you can on social media. Our handle is @thesexybossbabe, and our website is www.sexybossbabe.com. Thanks again for joining, everyone. Till next time. One last thing, guys. As a reminder, we're a social impact company. And for every purchase of a Sexy Boss Babe product, we're able to support charities that help foster youth and survivors of sex trafficking.
There are 500,000 kids in the American foster care system, and 60% of sex trafficking victims are either former or current foster youth. This demographic needs our help, and before we can do that, we need to raise awareness. We've started an awareness campaign using the hashtag SBBMovement. You can help us raise the awareness through using that hashtag. To learn more about this cause and this movement and what more you can do, please visit our website at www.sexybossbabe.com. We really believe that together we can make a difference. Thank you for listening.